This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Well, yas, Queen, the official RuPaul's Drag Race World Tour, Work the World, that's a work with a Q.
Work, baby.
Is coming to Australia. Hosted by Ru's right-hand woman, Michelle Visage, it features more queens than a huge stack of $5 notes. That's a lot of pink. We've got Aquaria, Detox, Eureka O'Hara, Cameron Michaels, Kim Chi, Monet Exchange, Naomi Smalls, Sharon Needles, and Violet Chachki. One queen I did not mention. She's second alphabetically. She got a continent named after her. She's that famous. Ooh. Asia O'Hara was a contestant on season 10, ranking fourth place of the hit reality TV show. She joins us now. Well, I suppose, guys, Texas is in the house, our house.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Asia O'Hara. Texas.
How are you?
Oh, we are fabulous. We love when we have royalty in with us in the morning.
Thank you.
Look, pleasure. Look, what I want to do, let's go back. I want to ask you about performing. Do you get nervous on stage?
Yeah.
Like, you know, do you get butterflies in your stomach or anything like that?
I do get nervous. Yes, I get nervous every time I go on stage. Butterflies in my stomach, that may be a stretch. I think that just happened a time or two last summer. But no, other than that, yeah, nervous, not always butterflies.
Aren't we bastards? We're never going to let you live that down, are we?
Never. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Now, you're known for your butterflies, but you're also kind of known for getting slapped in the face. You were...
That did happen, yeah.
What was it like to get slapped in the face by RuPaul? Did it hurt? And are you pressing charges?
I'm legally not at liberty to say about charges. But did it hurt? No. I mean, it was, you know, it was more shock, I think, both on her part and my part that, like, that actually happened. And it just goes to show you, like, it's real life. Like, we call it reality television, but it's real life. And, of course, she wasn't actually supposed to slap me, but it happened. And so it just goes to show that anything can happen at any given moment.
Let me tell you, the biggest shock that RuPaul didn't break your arm trying to swim at you, because that's a skinny little thing.
I know. I was like, geez Louise, are we sure this is safe? But they assured me it was, and alas, it was not.
Now, you're quite beautiful, and we like to know that there's different types of our queens. We've got some comedy queens. You're a pageant queen, and you have been crowned Miss Gay America 2016. What's it like being a pageant queen? I mean, I think Tom and I, we're not pretty enough or well-dressed enough to be pageant queens. We're more comedy queens. What's it like? Give us some tips to transition into pageant queen lifestyle.
Well, you know, being a quote-unquote pageant queen is all about rising to the occasion. I think as drag queens and as artists, we pride ourselves on, you know, being able to express ourselves in any way we see fit at any time. And, you know, pageants are not always about that. Pageants, you know, exactly what they're looking for prior to you entering the pageant or arriving at the contest. So it's about finding a way to showcase your best attributes in the best way possible, and of course, gain the most points. So it's a very interesting field, because you have to take your predetermined art and find the best way to sell it to, you know, these judges sitting at this judges table. So I think a lot is to be said about that, because it's all about rising to the occasion and selling yourself in the best way possible at that given moment.
Well, I think if you want to be Miss Gay America, you'd want to rise to the occasion, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Do y'all have pageants there?
We have pageants.
No, we don't, do we?
We do. We have. We compete. We just don't do it very well.
We don't have the beauty queens, like, you know, the little toddlers. And No, we don't go to that extent, no.
We just need more...
y'all are missing out.
We need more Texans to come over and kind of bring their culture. Now, family's very important to you. You're a drag mother. You look very good for a drag mother. Yeah. Hopefully carrying Fifi O'Hara for 9 months did not hurt. She was on season 4 in All Stars.
She was like an elephant. I carried her for like a year.
So what's the importance of family and drag? As Ru said, we make our own families in the LGBTI communities. The importance of family to you?
You know, it's very important. I think, and quite often, when you know people are young and they first are out of school and they're out on the scene, a lot of times that is a very pivotal point in their lives where they may not have the best relationship with their biological family. So it's important, you know, to be able, from my point of view, to, you know, seek those people out in the community and in the industry and kind of take them under my wing and knowing that maybe, you know, in 6 months they'll be back good with their biological family. But it's good to know that they have someone that loves and accepts and supports them regardless of, you know, who they are or where they come from.
Definitely. See,
that's one of the beauties of our community is we've kind of redefined what family means. And of course, through hardship, we had to learn that. But I think that's one of the most important things that us as queens or us as LGBTQI individuals can offer one another.
So let's talk about Work of the World. What can we expect from the show coming to Australia?
Girl, I am telling you, this is by far the most spectacular show I've ever been a part of, and I think all of us can say that. But you know, it has so much versatility. There are so, you know, each one of us brings something completely different to the table. And without, you know, giving too much of it away, whatever type of drag that it is that you like, whatever it is that you like from the world of drag, you're going to get it in the show. There's going to be dancing and backup dancers and props and costume changes and smoke and mirrors and comedy and jokes and aerial acts and just anything you can think of. It's like the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus of drag.
I love it. Out of all of we went through the list of performers that are coming through, who are your favorite to tour with?
I would definitely say probably my favorite is Cameron Michaels. Her and I have a, you know, very good tour friendship. We often dress together and hang out together on the bus. And
well, we've seen
like
that on your socials.
And,
you know, you're always, and there are a lot of pictures of you two together.
Yeah, we're kind of like Laverne and Shirley, so to speak. Cameron is, as most people know, quiet. I'm very outspoken. Mm. So a lot of times I have to, you know, talk for Cameron. And, you know, she loves to play video games. I love to, you know, get on her nerves while she's playing video games. It's a very, like, sister relationship, and so she's probably my favorite because we just have such a good time with one another.
Now, you're coming out to Australia. You're going to have a big tour. You're going to all parts of our beautiful nation,
including
Melbourne, which is the better city, just to know that.
The men are a lot hotter down here, let me tell you.
Yeah. We all wear black, though, so just don't wear too many colors when you're on the streets. Do you all do when you're not on stage?
Well, we definitely love to go out and see the city. We love to go out and see whatever local attractions are there, especially in such a place like Australia that, you know, we don't get to visit very often and obviously don't have a lot of free time. On our days off or even in the mornings before the show, we love to go out and see whatever it is the city has to offer and, you know, maybe try food that we don't have at home or do things that we, you know, don't have the ability of doing at home. That's definitely what we try to do. I will say most of those hoes love to sleep late, so I'm the one that's up early. Come on, you guys, we're in Australia. We only have today off, so let's get up and go do something. But once we're all up and going, we love to just kind of see the city and get our hands into whatever we can.
We do great coffee in Melbourne, so you'll just get them out with a smell
of
coffee.
So I've heard.
Question, this is not written by me. I'm going to make a disclaimer. A friend wanted to say this. Mm. Do you do any extracurricular activities while you're traveling? Like, do you invite people over to have a bit of a nightcap, have a bit of coffee? Yeah.
Does Grindr go off at the back of the RuPaul show?
Yeah. What? Do you meet the locals?
Oh, absolutely. Because our shows are theater shows and not club shows, we're finished quite early, normally by like 10 or 11 p.m. So whatever city we're in, we definitely love to go hang out and meet people, you know, at night spots. Some girls more than others.
No names.
But yeah, definitely. No. I mean, you can figure it out. I mean, Cameron loves to meet the locals. Aquaria loves to meet the locals. It depends on what mood I am in. I'm a grandma, so I will sometimes be asleep on the bus before the show even wraps. But no, we definitely love to, especially in a place like Australia, we love to, you know, go out after the show and meet people. And get to know the locals and things of that nature. So, yes, absolutely.
And you're excited to see Australian audiences? Do you think we're going to be different to the rest of the world?
I've done my research. In years past, I would love to watch videos of, you know, girls like Alyssa and Jasmine Masters and Trixie Mattel and people like that, what their shows were like in Australia. And one thing I love is audiences are completely different from place to place. And I love to seek that out and do my research. And, you know, much like entering pageants, traveling to a different audience is partially about rising to the occasion and doing your best to offer whatever that particular audience is excited about in drag. Different places like different things. And so I think it's our job as entertainers to make sure we offer the most entertaining show to that audience possible.
Talking about an entertaining show, we have a current program that we're all glued to at the moment. It's All Stars 4. I've got a suggestion for you, Miss Asia O'Hara. All Stars 5. Okay. When are they signing you up? When are you going back?
Well, no one even knows for sure that there's gonna when All Stars is gonna stop or if it's gonna stop or continue. But you know, I love drag. I love Drag Race and I love competing in drag, and so that's what keeps my art fresh and new. So I will say that I will, you know, embrace every opportunity possible to be back in front of the audiences. So that may mean a future All Stars, that may be mean something completely different, but I'm a yes person. I say yes to it.
If not, just put on a British accent and sign up for RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
I'm doing that. I'm just getting on the plane and I'm going to start in the UK, and if they don't take me, I'll go to Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand. Yeah, there's plenty of international versions.
Well, look, we're so excited for you guys to come on down. For more information for Work of the World Tour 2019, you can go to vossevents.com. The Melbourne show is on Friday, February the 8th. Thank you so much, Asia O'Hara, for talking to us, and we can't wait to get you down in Melbourne.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.